regret that we will be unable to meet public health needs this influenza season. Second, Chiron values the safety of our partners, and we take our responsibility to protect human health seriously. We have worked diligently to resolve this problem since it first arose. Third, we reaffirm Chiron's long-term commitment to the influenza vaccines market, and we'll take all necessary actions to ensure an adequate supply for the 2005 to 2006 influenza season. Right now, we're doing everything in our power to resolve the issues with the UK regulatory agency, the MHRA, as well as continuing to stay in close contact with both the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control in the U.S. There are other parts of the Department of Health and Human Services that are working on the planning of influenza and the national readiness. We will be continuing our dialogue with them as well. Now, I'd like to share some detail with you on our situation. In August, we announced that our ongoing quality control processes had identified sterility problems in a small number of flu virus lots. As a result, we undertook a comprehensive and rigorous confirmative testing program. Throughout this period, we worked closely with regulatory authorities in both the United States and the United Kingdom and communicated regularly with them and with other key public health stakeholders, including the CDC. We believe our confirmative testing showed that the problem that we detected earlier was confined to a limited number of lots. And as we said last week, that we expected to be on track to begin delivery of between 46 and 48 million doses of Fluvirin to the U.S. starting about now. Therefore, today's action by the MHRA is disappointing and unexpected, but we respect the regulatory authority's judgment because it is based on concerns over safety. We will begin the discussion with MHRA to understand how we can alleviate those concerns starting tomorrow. In summary, I will reiterate the three most important principles for Chiron. First, we profoundly, and I cannot overemphasize how profoundly, we profoundly regret that we will be unable to meet public health needs this season. And second, we value the safety of our products, and we take our responsibility to protect human health very seriously. I want to say to the American public that our testing program has identified the issues before a single vial of the flu vaccine was released to the U.S. market. Third, we affirm our long-term commitment to the influenza vaccine market, and we will take all necessary actions to ensure an adequate supply for the 2005-2006 flu season and to resolve those issues with the regulatory authorities. I'm now prepared to answer any questions. Yes.
Last week, you had reaffirmed just the fact that just everything was okay and you were completely on track. Today, obviously, I had a course made about faith. What happened between them now? What did your testing not show that apparently the British testing did show, and why couldn't your system come up with what they have apparently
seen? Let me give you some further background. About a month ago, when we first detected this sterility issue, we began a program that consists of retesting all of the products, consists of establishing the possible explanations as to how that issue arose in the first place, and then eliminating all alternative explanations so that we can actually get to the probable root cause. The effort has been going on for the last month. Throughout this effort to reaffirm the safety of the product that we intended to release, we have had ongoing conversations and informed the regulatory agencies of the actions that we were taking and the findings of our testing programs. The MPA said, the NHRA, the regulatory agency in the UK, said at the beginning of the process, they'd like to pay a visit and look at the issues that they came. And then they also said, okay, we now understand the program that you're undertaking. When you are done, we'd like to come back again and look at the analysis that you've done. We believed that we have come to the diagnosis of the probable root cause. The MCA, in its letter to us, says that they believe that there are overall issues of the system and the process of our manufacturing facility element. And that is the reason that we have now come to a revelation that is completely unexpected from our perspective. I think that this reflects a philosophy, a regulatory philosophy, that says that it is not just the end product that a supplier can say is safe or is effective, but whether or not you have a total manufacturing facility, system, structure, and processes that can ensure that these products do not occur in the first instance. We believe that it was caused by some handling error in what amounts to the one step out of roughly 12 or so steps of the total manufacturing process. We believe that we were able to establish alternative plausible explanations, and then we did the testing and the evaluations and drew the map. And therefore we came to the probable root cause. And that is the reason that we believe we actually would have products amounting to 46 to 48 million doses that we could supply, because we felt confident that those products were safe. But as I said before, the issue is that we believe there is a philosophy on the part of the regulatory agencies that says that it's not just the products that you intend to release that you need to test. We want to know that you have figured out everything such that the product is not occurring in the first place, that the sterility issue does not occur, or any quality issue or safety issue does not occur in the first instance. And that's why we respect the regulatory decision that has been communicated to us 3 o'clock this morning, and we intend to have a full exchange and pledge our organization's resources and commitment to solving those issues so that we can regain our status as a supplier. It's a problem with human error.
The flu virus killed millions and millions of people. Does your company have any moral or financial liability?
Well, there are, as you probably know, once upon a time there were many flu vaccine manufacturers supplying the U.S. Over the years, for a variety of reasons, the principal reason being that there is an ongoing requirement to invest more and more to meet the rising standards of quality control and quality assurance. Over the years, many of the manufacturers and suppliers have dropped out for the reason that they were unable to make the commitment for those ongoing increasing levels of investment. Chiron has been a manufacturer and supplier for flu vaccine in many, many markets before. And last year, we made the determination that the U.S. was only served by one supplier and manufacturer, and that we, being committed as an innovator in vaccines, for example, in meningitis and other products, that we wanted to be part of the solution to what we knew was an increasingly difficult issue from a public health standpoint, to have only one supplier of flu vaccine in the U.S. So you're absolutely right that we recognize the issues of public health and safety. We recognize the threat to public health and public safety that influenza poses. And that is the reason that we made a very substantial investment in purchasing this manufacturing capacity, which is only one of two in the world that can supply, that is registered and approved by the FDA to supply the U.S. Last year, indeed, the FDA had inspected that facility as we were making the decision to purchase that capability to supply the U.S. And last year, the first season that this facility has been part of Chiron, we were able to increase the number of doses that we supplied in the U.S. by 50%. And therefore, we were proud of the fact that we became part of the solution to a problem that is a serious threat to public health in this country. And that is why this is a devastating event to us, that we would like, and indeed it is every bit of our plan, and indeed I now reiterate to you, it is our ongoing commitment to be part of the solution to this issue. We will do everything we can so as to be able to regain the status of being able to supply the U.S. for flu vaccine.
Thank you so much. We'll take one more question from the room and then we'll open it up to the telephone.
Well, I say this to the American public. We have flu is a difficult product to make. Every year, the CDC and the FDA and the WHO look at the epidemiological pattern of influenza and its mutation to decide what are the strengths of the vaccine. 1978. So it's not just that it's a new product, one new product every year. It's actually three new products every year. That, by the way, is the very reason why flu poses the threat that it does to the American public. But precisely because the flu influenza vaccine is a difficult product to make, it is hugely important that the manufacturers and suppliers have ongoing, robust, consistent quality control and quality testing programs and approaches in place. That is why I think that Chiron actually did a good job when we first detected in our routine testing, internal testing, that there may be sterility issues. But we were able to decide right away we would not release a single vial of the vaccine into the U.S. But indeed, it has been the diligent and thorough and wholeheartedly gut-wrenching effort on the part of our employees in the vaccine business and elsewhere over the last month to try to satisfy ourselves and satisfy the regulatory agencies that we found the solution to these small number of batches. So I say to the American public that there's not a single vial of flu vaccine that is available in the U.S. that is instant. I say to the American public that the men and the women working on public health, for public health, in the CDC, in the FDA, have applied themselves diligently to make sure that the product supply are going to be of the right quantity and of the right quality. We hold our responsibility and our duty to live up to the role of being partners to the CDC, to the FDA, on this public health issue extremely seriously. We therefore regret profoundly the supply disruption that we find ourselves in. And we have every bit of commitment to resolve all of the issues such that we deserve the public's trust to continue to be part of the solution.
One more quick question.
Our vaccines in the U.S. are only indicated for the population over 4 years of age. We do not make vaccines that are approved, that are labeled, as it's called, for the pediatric population.
We can now take some questions from the phone.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then.
Issues with equipment, or, you know, any kind of details you could give us would be very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. The FDA has not approved all of those products. The FDA will rely on Chiron to come to the conclusion at the end of all of the retesting programs that I've outlined before that we feel confident with the safety of our products. So, as it happens, as I explained before, as it happens, the NHRA had come and visited us a month ago and at the beginning of the detection of the issues and said that they would come back at the end of our testing program. So we were, throughout this retesting and evaluation program on the product safety, in ongoing dialogue with respective agencies. We never came to the point of the CDC, of the FDA saying, go ahead and release the product, and the British regulatory agency saying that you should not. But it's almost an irrelevant question in the sense that the facility that we have is in Liverpool, which resides in the UK. So the home regulatory agency is the British counterpart to the US FDA. And when they say that they've looked at our facility and looked at our processes and looked at our more evaluation programs, and when they say that they may or may not agree with our evaluation that our products are say that they are concerned about whether or not our existing system, structure, processes, indeed, are reliable enough so that all the products we make will be good in the first instance. We take that position as being rational, as being legitimate, and we respect, therefore, that decision. And that's why we will begin the discussion with the British Regulatory Agency as early as we can. We hope it will start tomorrow, and we will want to define very clearly for ourselves with the consent and the input from the MHRA as to how it is that we can regain the status of being a reliable supplier. Next question, please.
Your next question comes from Paul Elias.
Hi, two questions actually. Does this problem speak to the overall manufacturing system of flu vaccine, and perhaps a need to update it somehow? And two, wondering if any other Chiron vaccines are manufactured there in Liverpool, and if so, are they affected by this suspension of your license? And if so, what type of revenues are we talking about there? Thank you.
Is it substantial?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Substantial amount of the revenue. Indeed, this morning when we announced this event, we have also changed our financial guidance. We had earlier projected a pro forma earnings per share in the range of $1.80 to $1.90 per share. Our new guidance for 2004 is that we will come in between 70 cents to 80 cents per share, so you can appreciate that it basically is around 60%. Of our total earnings as a corporation that we believe this event will cost us financially. But that is not, I'm afraid to say, that is not the most important thing that we're worried about. What we're worried about is the ability to live up to the public's trust that Chiron is a reliable, consistent, quality supplier of the vaccine. So we will do everything within our power and define the course that's ahead such that we can come out of the current state of being suspended on our license ahead of the start of the next respiratory season.
And what about the first question about perhaps a reform or some sort of updating of this chicken egg based system? That's in place to manufacture flu vaccines.
I've already said this. The flu vaccine is a difficult product to make. Every year, it is three new products that constitute an offering as a new vaccine for every flu season. And at the peak of our manufacturing season, our Liverpool plant uses 100,000 eggs a day. And that's why there is considerable amount of redundant routine testing procedures are in place. We intend to have a discussion with the agency to ensure that all of those testing procedures constitute the right level of reassurance for the UK agency. I can't say more about that until we have those discussions and understand clearly, and of course, this is such a lot of other event, not just for Chiron as a financial matter, but also for the best interest of public health. We will certainly make periodic disclosures and announcements and continue this communication.
Question, please. Your next question comes from Maggie Fox.
Hi, thanks very much. I was just wondering, it seems to me that it's time to talk about what this particular sterility issue was so we can just understand. And I'd like to know a bit more about whether this is absolutely specific to the Liverpool facility, which only and confirmed that only manufactured flu vaccine. There's not a chance that we can go back and solve this issue and find out that these batches are safe?
First of all, the The Liverpool facility is the only CARON facility that is authorized to supply the vaccine to the U.S. There are other products that are made in the Liverpool facility, but they're relatively small products, and most of them supply other nations. And the MHRA's letter to us, as we cautious point, simply put a suspension on the license that relates to the Fluvirin product, which is the flu vaccine product. And as far as we understand, therefore, until we have further clarification tomorrow, it will not impact on our ability to make products out of that Liverpool facility on other products for other territories. The contamination issue, as I said already, a small number of batches, routine testing, we detected that there are batches that fail to meet the sterility test, so that we know that there was contamination. The issue of making flu vaccines is not, or any biological, is not to figure out exactly what kind of pathogen and what kind of testing, but really to ensure that the product at the end of the day contains no pathogen. And that is the reason that we undertook the retesting of all of the products that we thought were otherwise, because we were notified by the authority, otherwise were releasable. And as I said, that's not how it turned out.
We have time for one last question from the phone.
Your next question comes from Sabine Russell.
Yes, I was wondering if we could clarify for certain that the door is absolutely closed on any re-release of this vaccine. The flu season lasts into January and February in light of a huge shortage. Is there any possibility that this issue could be resolved? And secondly, if we go back to the question of whether the FDA conducted any similar parallel inspections of the plant.
Let me say this first of all. The FDA's regulatory paradigm is not one of redoing the tests and the evaluations as the product manufacturer would have done themselves. Instead, the FDA's regulatory approach and philosophy is that when you have a problem on quality, you fix it. You tell the agency how it is and you fix it. And if the agency is generally comfortable with the approach that you have taken, they take your word for it. They take your word for it subject to the regular inspection, which, as I said earlier in my remarks, they came last year to the Liverpool facility when Chiron was buying Patajet and looked at it and said, well, here are the things that we saw, here are the things that are thought, well, here are the things that you should fix. That is the approach that FDA takes in regulating the suppliers and biologicals. So we do not have the testing procedures that we had deployed be repeated by the FDA. Having said that, throughout this process, we were telling the FDA what we were doing and what we were encountering in our evaluations and what were the recall systems we're thinking about as alternative hypotheses. As I was coming here to this conference, I know that there is a telephone conference call between our people, our head of manufacturing, for example, our head of the vaccine business worldwide, for example, were on that conference call with the scientists and the regulators and the FDA to inform the FDA all of the findings and the observations that we learned from NHRA this morning. And the FDA, therefore, is considering what might be the basis on which NHRA has come to the conclusion that it has come to, and whether or not the FDA may come to a different conclusion. But as a practical matter, let's think about this. As a practical matter, the home regulatory agency for CARON's vaccine has made a decision that a product should not be released, and invoked the principle of safety. So my honest belief is that, notwithstanding perhaps slightly different regulatory approaches and philosophies. Everybody believes in the same objective, that is that the product that is ultimately going to be released and used by the American public has any burden of using the doubt. So, but as we're going to do everything we can to work with the FDA, but as we're going to, as I said already, do everything we can with the NHRA, I think the reasonable assumption is that these 46 to 48 million doses that we had hoped as recently as yesterday, that we were to be able to supply to the U.S., that they've gone for the season. I have no doubt, incidentally, in the ongoing conversations that we've had with the Centers for Disease Control, that there will be pronouncements from the CDC that speaks to how limited supply of this year's flu vaccine should be best utilized. It may require some prioritization as to the highest risk populations. It may require other things. We are not privy to the CDC's deliberation, except to say that there is no doubt in our mind that the CDC has continued to play.
Will the existing stock of the vaccine then be destroyed? What custody will be taken of those stocks?
The products will be destroyed in due course.
Just hold it on the way over here.
The Secretary's office called to hear to the Secretary whose job and mission it is to reassure the American public of the safety of the vaccines that are available and what if the vaccines that are not available, what should the countries do. So the Secretary called us to hear from us with his own ears as to what happened, and we described to him what happened. We described to him the decision that we made a month ago, what we had a month ago, the program that we had undertaken a month ago, and the sequence of events with respect to our interactions with the NHRA, as I had outlined out and shared with all of the three of you, and reassured the Secretary of our highest commitment and our enduring commitment to find a solution to our current impaired status as a supplier of the vaccine to the U.S.
We can take just one last question.
Correct. Yeah. We found out the issues of sterility, and then therefore we voluntarily suspended any release. Pardon me? Unless we should hear something in the next few days from the NHRA that they believe that the product will be usable after all, after we present to them our considerations and explore with them what it is that we have done and what it is that we're going to do, unless they change their mind. The season is gone, and those products will be destroyed. I do not believe the NHRA is negligent. Quite the contrary, I believe the NHRA is doing what is, in their view, a responsible thing. I have nothing to respect for the basis on which they have come to the conclusion that they have come to, which ultimately is the same as ours, namely, absolute reassurance that the products are safe. But I cannot blame the NHRA. As I said to you on the sequence of events, roughly a month ago we detected the issues of sterility, and then we undertook this program and explore one of the explanations that we can come to a probable cause. and that effort was not coming to a close until last week. And of course, we're keeping the MHRA informed. The MHRA said, okay, don't release the product until we have a chance to talk to you again and look at what you've done. They came on Wednesday and Thursday. They said to us on Monday that they need a little bit of time to evaluate all of their observations and findings, and they'll let us know on Tuesday.
Thank you. I'm sorry, we don't have time for any more questions.
We've made a huge amount of investment, and we're continuing our investment. We announced last year, after the acquisition of Atterjet, we will make an additional $100 million investment on capital and on systems upgrade, on a new facility that is in Liverpool, which will take 2 to 3 years for us to complete. That commitment is unwavering. Thank you very much.
This concludes today's Chiron Flu Virin Update Conference Call. You may now disconnect.